The following programming is sponsored by Bishop Mary Enterprises, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Real. Real. Relaxed.
Relaxed.
But relevant.
But relevant.
She's an absolute professional with a homegirl feel. Welcome to the Bishop Mary Show with Bishop Mary Foy Palmer, where she will discuss both religious and secular topics with various guests from all walks of life. So thanks for tuning in to the Bishop Mary Show. And now, here's Bishop Mary.
Well, top of the morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Some of you that were listening, I started getting my phone blown up. Is this from last week? Yes, yes, yes. There was a little bit of a delay in technical mission, but we're grateful to be here with you today on Monday, September the 9th, 2024. It is the day before our city will be descended upon by former President number 45, Donald Trump, and our current Vice President, Kamala Harris. Well, they will be engaged in the first presidential debate right here in the city of brotherly love, in the city of Philadelphia. So we are excited. The city is bustling. Security is at an all-time high. It took me 55 minutes to get in this morning. Traffic is undoubtedly doomed. So if you can't and don't need to go to Center City and utilize public transportation, driving is not the way. The Ben Franklin Bridge is, oh my God, going to be crazy tomorrow. Walt Whitman is going to catch the overflow. Tacony is going to hopefully not to have an opening. And those that are coming on the Delaware Memorial Bridge, you're going to be faced with quite a few things. So I'm giving you this heads up now. It's best that you try as best you can to avoid any area, I would say, from Spring Garden off of 76 all the way to just about South Street. You might be able to do it. Broad Street will have detours. There will be detours around City Hall. All of the streets leading to the Constitution Center Market, Chestnut, will be, of course, blocked off. And then, of course, you have Arch and Race. I would say anything from Front Street, 2nd Street, all the way up to 8th Street. You just need to probably avoid that area. And if you have a job that will allow you to be at home or work remote for tomorrow, that might be a great idea if you can work it out with your supervisors. Or if you are the boss, you can help the people in the office, unless someone is choosing to decide to take that as an off day. I know people saying to me, yeah, but we're all back to work because our mayor said we all got to come in. I understand. As I said, whatever it is that you can do, the hype in the city of Philadelphia is absolutely crazy. And everyone is looking forward, come on somebody, to this great debate. So my engineer, my producer, and I are here. And we're going to be having some music because it is preseason for fall. We're going to be playing a couple of good old numbers and maybe amend our lineup because of time. But know that I didn't do all things music for Labor Day, so I'm doing it today because we will begin to kick off our political season talking to candidates that want to be voted for on the first Tuesday in November. Now that I've said all of that, and those of you that are driving, please be careful, careful, careful. Several accidents were happening on my way in, bumper, and all of that. Please be careful. Property over life every single solitary day. I myself had an accident on Friday, and I'm grateful for insurance, and it was the car, but no one was seriously injured, and, you know, we can heal from that. But property over life each and every day. I'm also glad to be here. I had an emergency procedure last Wednesday, and I was able to check in and check out. And just waiting on results, so y'all keep that as a matter of prayer for me. But I'm grateful that God gave me another chance to be here with all of you wonderful people, especially here on the Bishop Mary Show on WWDB. Well, we're going to get started. Violence is prevalent, so we're going to hear our PSA from Violence and kick off some of the music, and we certainly are grateful for you joining us. So stay tuned. I'll be jumping in every now and then just to give you a couple of lead-ins of who the songs are, who they're by, but something to get us going on today.
Hundreds of shooting incidents and multiple victims. Homicides that were senseless, cold, intentional, killing our men, women, and children in the African American communities. The question is, am I my brother or sister's keeper? Have we considered each other as neighbors? We can wait for someone to come in and save us, or we can save ourselves. The violence must end. Do your part.
Oh! Lord, You're Great by Ricky Dillard. And of course, Give Us This Day by Edwin Hawkins. That's going way, 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 way back. Now, up next is He Keeps Doing Great Things for Me by LaShawn Pace. And boy, this girl can sing this song. But it is one that should be encouraging for you so that you know that He just keeps on doing great things for me.
Of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. So
your hand and help me, and he's greatly to
be praised.
bring her to.
I pray to be great.
Let's sing it again, children. The greatness of the Lord.
The greatness of the Lord
is inconceivable. Because the love that he shows.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
Power of the Lord.
All right. Now, what can you do if you can't get a jumping or a dancing with that right here live on the radio after hearing a song by Dr. Ricky Dillard? God is great. No matter what's going on, he is great. At this time, we're happy to get our sports update, All Sports Philly, from none other than our own Sports Talk Terry. Good morning, son.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. I'm Sports Talk Terry with your Philly Sports Minute. So the Philadelphia Phillies, who came into the weekend winners of 12 of their last 14 games, did stumble, losing the last two games in blowout fashion to the Miami Marlins and fell from first place, which they regained after struggling for the last 2 months, back to second place in the entire NL. But they're still eligible for a bye. And with just a few weeks left, definitely need to stay tight in order to hold off the Dodgers and the Brewers, who are close behind. In the more exciting news, the Philadelphia Eagles kicked off their 2024 NFL season with a win in Brazil over the Green Bay Packers. Final score 34-29. And while Jalen Hurts didn't look sharp, he did throw for 278 and two touchdowns despite having three turnovers. The talk of the town is Saquon Barkley, recently acquired and Penn State alum, who rushed for 109 yards and two touchdowns on 24 carries and also caught two passes for 23 yards and a beautiful strike from Jalen Hurts to kind of set the tone for the back of the end zone that kind of got the offense rolling, and that was also for a touchdown. So far, the Eagles look hot. They want to remain hot as the Cowboys also won. So they want to definitely make sure that they keep pace with what it is they need to do to maintain the top of that division so that they have a good chance going forward in terms of what it is that they want to do to maintain being one of those top teams in the NFC. Their next game is up against the Atlanta Falcons on Monday Night Football on the 16th. That's a Monday night game at 8:15. The Falcons, who had high expectations coming into this season, fell to the Pittsburgh Steelers 18-10. Not the offensive showing that they wanted. So they'll definitely be looking to kind of right that ship as well in their season opener. That's all I have on sports this week. Make sure you guys tune in and catch us every Monday on the Bishop Mary Show. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Sports Talk Terry.
All right. Thanks again for our update. And we're getting ready for the football season, especially crazy season here in Philadelphia with the Eagles and, of course, the Phillies coming up to the Major League playoffs as well as Major League Championship game. And then, of course, we're going to wait for basketball. So it's going to be crazy in Philly, but we thank you. And we certainly are looking to our weekly updates. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, y'all. We're shifting for a little bit. You know me. I'm the R&B queen, so I'm going to bring back two goodies. I want to know, do you know the sound? Can you guess? Come on now. You can't be that old. But for us OGs, we appreciate this. Hey. Do you remember? Hey!
fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed that the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. So let yourself reach for that star.
Just try to know all the things that our hearts say. Listen to love and always get love to lead the way. Whenever you love,
there's nothing better.
Nothing like those beautiful sounds. So did you guess who sang September? That was EWF, Elements, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that was their single released in 1978. And, of course, it's the month of September, so I figured I play an appropriate song. And then, of course, who could ever get away from There's Nothing Better Than Love, September Love, by two of our greats, the late Gregory Hines, who passed away from liver cancer in August 2003, and, of course, the soulful velvet voice of Luther Vandross, who passed away in July of 2005. They debuted that song as a duet in 1986, and it is still a hit for me today. So now we have put in my little R&B thing, y'all, and I'm going to be wrapping it up a little bit, but I'm going to go back to a little bit of gospel. And after this song, I'm going to come on the air and pray, because we do need to pray for our nation, our leaders, and the safety of everyone.
When the church
begins to pray,
God will have his way. Chains will be broken.
Chains.
Oh, yes, they will.
Will be broke.
Doors will swing open.
Will swing open. Oh, oh,
something is bound to happen when the church begins to pray.
Say that again.
When
the whole church
begins to pray,
the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Chains will be broken.
Chains.
Or they're gonna fall off.
Will be broke.
Doors will swing open.
Say one more thing. When the church begins to pray, God will, he will have his way. And I tell you that captives, they will be free. And all the doubters, they will. It's bound to happen when the church begins to pray. Hallelujah. All you gotta do is pray.
When the church begins to pray, and that is what we're going to do even right now. And we certainly need to do it because of what is to come. So God, our Father, we are so grateful today for another day of life, and we thank you for being kind enough to have us on your mind. We thank you that you woke us up with the finger of your love to give us another day of life and to allow us to do what we needed to do on this day. And now, God, we specifically come before you because we know that prayer works. Most folks who don't even know you or like you will seek prayer in times of need, in times of distress, in times of illness, in times of healing, in times of grief. So we ask, God, even now that you will touch all who may be having any and all of those issues. Comfort those that are in sorrow. Strengthen those that are weak. We pray, God, that healing will come to those that need a touch. And we even pray, God, that if some folks have to endure some illness, you will give them peace of mind and decreased anxiety. Specifically, God, this morning we're coming before you because our nation is at a crossroads. And we know that the division between the Democratic, the Republican, the Independent, Libertarian, and even Green Party. And even though we don't hear about the last three, we know that there is a faction of them that are still yet helping. So we pray, God, that even as we approach this debate on tomorrow, here in our great city of Philadelphia, Lord, that you will cover and protect President Biden and our First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden. Strengthen them wherever they may be, even if they are here for the debate. We pray, God, that you will give wisdom and strength and protection to our Vice President, Kamala Harris, who is our Democratic presidential candidate, and her husband, Doug Emhoff, and family. We even pray, God, that you will touch the heart and mind of our former president, Donald Trump. We pray, God, that it will be a decent debate, one about issues and not one of personality, but that people will be able to hear the plans that are for us as a nation and make an informed decision. So as you cover this place, cover our city, we pray there will be no incident, no outbreak, no attempts of harm, but that it will yet remain peaceful. Touch all the first responders, the police, the fire, the sheriffs, the marshals, the FBI, CIA, Secret Service, all involved in securing this place. And we pray, God, that you will bring a blanket of peace across Philadelphia. Violence will take a rest, and everyone will be doing their civic duty of listening and making informed decisions. We know that you know the outcome in advance, but help us during this season to go through. And until we come before you again with another specific mission, we thank you, God, for doing it. And we trust you. And whatever will be your will, it all will be well. We say it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Say that you're wonderful, but it doesn't seem good enough. I can say that you're kind, but that would miss the mark. I can say that you're beautiful, but to me you are so much more. How do I communicate exactly who trying to convey the sentiment of my heart and say I really do appreciate the way you brighten up my day.
I can't find the words to describe you.
It would take a million years.
It would take a million years to explain.
I'll ever need. I'm so in awe.
would go down the line and name all the things that captivate my heart. But clearly I'm not aware of words that can compare. How do I communicate exactly who you are?
I'm trying to convey the sentiments of my heart and say I really do appreciate the way.
A new song by my soror, Anita Wilson of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Speechless, it's a beautiful song. Well, y'all, that's all I got for you today. And now I need you to get safe wherever you are and continue to smile. It's a bright, sunny day, and I'm looking forward to being back with you next week with another fabulous show here on The Bishop Mary Show on the one and only WWDB 860 AM. Now listen, remember what I say. If you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, baby, don't do it. It may not be worth it. Until next week, where Matt and I will be right back with you. Take care. Be well and be safe.
Thanks for tuning in to another dynamic show with Bishop Mary. To contact Bishop Mary, call 833-722-4748. That's 833-722-4748. And she'll get right back to you. Remember, let the healing begin with you. See you next week for another great time together on the Bishop Mary Show.
Hundreds of shooting incidents and multiple victims. Homicides that were senseless, cold, intentional, killing our men, women, and children in the African American communities. The question is, am I my brother or sister's keeper? Have we considered each other as neighbors? We can wait for someone to come in and save us, or we can save ourselves. The violence must end. Do your part.